Now, ADO.NET Entity Framework 4.0 gives a tremendous support inbuilt for store procedure. For any application development scenario today, use a store procedure a lot because it's easy to maintain, has got many, many positive side. I'm not going to talk about why you should be using store procedure, why you should not be using store procedure, etc. Let's see how ADO.NET Entity Framework enables you to use those store procedures which you have built over the period of time to ensure your business runs smoothly. So let's go into the application we already have back. So this application uses the NordicTwin database, SQL Server 2000 sample, which still works with SQL Server 2008, compatible with SQL Server 2008. Now, this model uses customer order. Let's not bother about the customer order. Let's update the model from database and use one of the existing stored procedures available in the NordicTwin database. So the stored procedure I'm going to use is the sales by category, right? Sales by category will have certain number of parameters for me to pass and then will return me the value based on my output. So now, if I go into the model browser by going into view, other window, and then model browser, data model browser, I'll get to see the list of store procedures. Here in the dot store, under store, it is allowing me to pass category name and order year. Now if I go into the entity types, I don't find any store procedure over here at this point in time. In my actual model against which I'll be writing code. But the store tells me that yes, I do have a store procedure already associated with it. So now I'll say add function import and then say complex. And I say get, I don't have any specific type defined to get my output. It gives me a two column output. So I say get column information. And it gives me this. Since I don't have any type, I'll say create a new complex type. So the complex type is getting created for me now, right? And now I say OK. And if I go back to my program.cs, I'll be able to get the value over here easily. So I'll say from in cdx dot cells by category and pass on beverages and the year 1999. Right, select P. Now I do a for each loop. For K Q. I just print them into my console. Let's say this. So I go ahead and print that. And then say k dot total purchase, it's amount, and k dot product name. So what are the products and their total purchases? So that's the calculation happens in the background. Right now that you get to see that output over here. Now you can see that sales by category store procedure is getting executed at the background, right? It's getting executed with the year I am passing and the category name I'm providing. So thanks. Have a great day.